5, the petition to change rules. This is a decision by the commission. Clay Sprague is here, our lands division manager with the wildlife program. Welcome. Good to see you.
My name is Clay Sprague. I'm the lands division manager for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. So this morning I will discuss the petition for rulemaking from Mr. Rob Cavanaugh related to the department's grazing activities. Also summarize the current department program as relates to the request in the petition, and then finally make a recommendation to the commission on a response to that petition. The commission received a petition for rulemaking from Mr. Cavanaugh on November 7th, 2014, and that petition requests that the commission enact rules associated with provisions of the Revised Code of Washington Title 77, Washington Administrative Code 232-12, and also requests that in accordance with Fish and Wildlife Policy 6003 and House Bill 1309, adopt a set of objectives and management principles. So those objectives and principles are numbered 1 through 6 on the commission summary sheet for this agenda item. I think you have that in your packet. The petition further states that the purpose of these amendments are to better ensure that the strategic goals of Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife are defined, carried out, and administered on all suitable department lands, including compliance with Goal 1 of the Department strategic plan, which is to conserve and protect native fish and wildlife. So generally, the department's grazing program is consistent and compliant with most of the objectives and principles requested by the petitioner. In some cases, the department interprets the existing legal or policy standard identified by the petitioner in a different manner. And lastly, certain of the petitioner's requests would lead to inappropriate use of department's limited resources, and I'll expand on that when I get down to the management and the principles. So I'd like to walk through and respond to each of the objectives and the guiding principles that are listed on your summary sheet. WDFW's review and issuance of grazing permits is already consistent with petitioner's requested objective number one, in that this activity comply with the strategic plan. All of our activities are guided by the department's strategic goals and mission. The third objective relates to livestock grazing must comply, follow, and enact Commission Policy 6003, which it does. We have to carry it out in compliance with your policy. And item 4, grazing also is required to be carried out in compliance with House Bill 1309. That's required in state statute. In terms of objective number 5, Commission policy does direct the department to use best available science, so we incorporate that into all of our grazing plans and permits. And for item 6, grazing plans do identify and utilize endangered species information through our priority and habitat system to make sure that prescriptions are appropriate to protect listed as well as non-listed species. In terms of petitioner's objective number 2, which states that all livestock grazing must clearly show that it will and actually does benefit wildlife, the department's strategic goal that I already mentioned, commission policy, the ecosystem standards that we're required to adhere to, and the WACs all require that our grazing activities protect all resource values, including habitat, and maintain ecological integrity. So that's built into all of our grazing plans. Before I move on to the principles, I did want to talk a little bit about some other requests in the petition, one of which is that the department comply with the State Environmental Policy Act in undertaking our grazing activities. SEPA is state law, so obviously we do have to comply with that in all of our activities, and we do. So there's no new rules are needed there. So as I look at the guiding principles, again listed on your summary sheet, guiding principle 1 states that the biological environmental effects will be evaluated on an annual basis. All grazing permits over 2 weeks in length are required to have a grazing plan, which also is required to have a monitoring and evaluation component to assess environmental impacts and progress towards ecological conditions, and that occurs at least twice a year already. Guiding principle 2 requested by the petitioners, that grazing operations must be cost-effective. So when we're putting together the grazing permits and the grazing plans, we are cognizant of costs. We're looking at the cost of infrastructure, of fencing, So we do consider that. Some of those costs are borne by the department. Some of those costs are borne by the lessee. It really depends on the situation and what the benefits are that we're trying to achieve there. So I'm not sure I'm clear about what the petitioner is requesting, but that's how we evaluate costs. And that's also a focus area in our program review that Jeff Burnham and I discussed with you at your last commission meeting in November. So the third item requested is that effective management procedures, including animal unit month counts by staff and scientific range science monitoring, be accomplished or be carried out. AMU counts are already, AMU counts are already made with permittee input, and we do utilize utilization monitoring to make sure that the site is not being degraded. So we do employ both of those methods already. In terms of four, annual grazing training and permit evaluation will be accomplished by WDFW staff. Training and instruction occur periodically. It's not annually. It's usually our range. Ecologists will actually meet with the wildlife area manager and do training as needed when a new employee comes on board. Training is provided, but it's not an annual. It's not on an annual basis necessarily. And then item number five, that the timing of the grazing treatment and the AUMs will be determined based on benefits to wildlife needs and other resource conditions. This is already occurring, again, in the grazing plan and as well as our House Bill 1309 checklist. We're always evaluating and making sure we're determining that whatever prescription is developed is meeting the needs of wildlife, is consistent with our mission, our goals, and objectives for wildlife habitat. And then finally, guiding principle number six, special economic favors will not be given to the permittee with respect to crossing permits and extension of grazing days. Again, not exactly clear what might be being asserted here, but all grazing permits must adhere to the timing, utilization, AUM thresholds that are developed as part of the grazing plan. And again, those are all developed according to policy rule in the WAC, that those are developed to assure protection of public resources and maintenance of ecological integrity. Lastly, the petitioner requests that all livestock grazing must be conducted under and by department staff. Again, that is not an efficient use of department resources. The grazing program is a program that allows private livestock operator to access our lands. When such activity can be undertaken in a manner that meets our obligations to public resources and habitat resources, so it wouldn't be feasible or efficient for a department to actually carry out all of that grazing. We think we have all the safeguards in place. Very recently, as you know, the department did acquire a piece of property known as the Corrado Titan Ranch in Yakima County, where the grazing rights are held by the Cowichi Canyon Conservancy. But as you heard in, at that presentation, all those activities will be carried out according to a grazing plan developed with WDFW and approved by WDFW. So I'm thinking that may be what the petitioner is referring to in this particular case. So the petition also requests a rule requiring annual cost reporting to the state auditor's office. There is currently no legal requirement or expressed interest from the state auditor's office or to receive an annual cost benefit report. And it's not clear what benefit that report would provide. But the state auditor has the authority to conduct those audits of state agencies and programs, and we fully participate in those activities when requested. So in summary, as I've described, the department complies with all the rules and laws related to grazing, which address most of the objectives and guiding principles that are proposed for rule by the petitioner. And also, as described by Jeff Burnham and myself at your November meeting, the department has just recently initiated a review of the grazing program to identify any proposed changes based on new information and scientific literature. And, of course, any of those changes would come before you, the commission, before putting into place. So, therefore, for all those reasons I've laid out, the department recommends that the commission deny the petition.
Thank you. Well done. Any questions for Clay, commissioners? I think you laid it out very nicely, very clearly. Do we have a motion? Commissioner Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Clay. I move to deny Mr.
Commissioner Schmitten. We do not have public comment in relation to petitions?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, sorry.
I move to deny Mr. Kavanaugh's November 7, 2014 petition to enact rules related to livestock grazing on department-owned or controlled lands and direct the department to continue its review of the grazing program to determine the appropriateness of any future rulemaking.
Thank you. Do I hear a second? Commissioner Schmitten has seconded the motion to deny Mr. Kavanaugh's November 7, 2014 petition to enact rules related to livestock grazing on department-owned or controlled lands and direct the department to continue its review of the grazing program to determine the appropriateness of any future rulemaking. Further discussion? Commissioner Schmitten.
Thank you, Chair. Is the mic on?
Yeah.
You know, I've gained interest in range and the grazing issues, and so I decided I'd spend a little time and get better educated on this issue. And I had received a 42-page document. It's a bit aged, 1996, actually published by Mr. Kavanaugh, on public grazing programs in the state of Washington. It was interesting. It was a good backgrounder. I think what's more interesting about the document, it's about to come out with a second edition in 2015, so that's available. I guess I'm assuming Chuck Perry's previous role about range. And I went through very carefully the petitioner's both objectives and guiding principles. And as Mr. Sprague indicated, that, you know, except for one, if we aren't doing these, I'd be very surprised, but we should be. And the one that I just didn't understand well enough, and I think I understand a little better, is the special economic favors for crossing permits. But I see this turning out as a bit of a win-win. The petitioner saying you should look, re-examine your grazing program. The department saying in November that's exactly what we intend to do. So it's I'm pleased with the results. I'm pleased to be able to vote favorably on this, and I look forward to that review.
Thank you. Well said. So the review that we will be getting of the grazing program, what's the timeline for that again?
So we actually just had our winter meeting this week in Wenatchee, and we had a session there to do a little broader review of a evaluation checklist that we had developed with a smaller cross-program team. So we're going to follow that up then with some additional review of the policy, the procedures, the rules based on some of that input, probably form kind of a straw proposal of any changes or any course of action we think are appropriate, probably do some more internal review. Probably at that point we'll do a check-in with the commission in terms of a briefing, but any proposed things we think need to be changed, we'd also want to vet more publicly as well, so key stakeholders as well as general public. So I think by the time we initiate that in January, we're probably looking at 6 to 8 months to complete all of that would be my guess. But so my target would be by the end of the next year that we would have something completed or have something back to you if indeed we think there are significant changes that need to be made.
Okay. Thank you. And as to emphasize again what Clay just said, there will be a lot of public involvement, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Good. All right, we've got the question before us. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Petition is denied.